This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 27-year-old man was killed trying to cross Interstate 43 on foot last night. Brown County Sheriff's officials say the accident happened in Denmark at I-43 and State Highway 96. The pedestrian was struck by two vehicles, the first driven by a Port Washington woman, the second by an Illinois man. The pedestrian died on the scene. After Thanksgiving marks the beginning of the holiday shopping season, and all across the state, communities are taking part in Small Business Saturday. Ann Wiegman of the Wisconsin Downtown Action Council says there are great benefits to shopping locally.
You will come downtown and you'll realize that there really are some great stores downtown. And when you're shopping in that store, you're probably going to be waited on by the owner or the owner's wife or someone who's really worked there a long time. So they really know what they're talking about. Doesn't matter if you're shoe shopping or you're clothes shopping, you know, they know where that product was made or how it was made and what makes it special. And they really want to help you get what you want.
Wiegman says 90% of the downtown businesses in Wisconsin are owned locally, giving people plenty of options for local shopping on Small Business Saturday. Don't be fooled by delivery scam texts this holiday season. Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau warns phishing texts or emails look like official notices from delivery companies. They either contain a tracking link, a message that the shipper is having difficulty delivering a package to you, or a link to update delivery preferences. Clicking the link takes you to a form that asks for personally identifying information or to a site that downloads malware onto your computer. Another scam is missed delivery tags. They place a note on your door that claims you've missed a package. It includes a number that you should call to reschedule your delivery. It's a ruse to get your personal information. To avoid delivery scams this holiday season, keep track of your purchases, don't click on links, don't leave packages sitting on your doorstep, and open your delivery right away to check for damage or signs of tampering.
Find out more at bbb.org. The Milwaukee Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
TV stations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, Eau Claire, and Wausau are included in a new TV rights deal for the team. Select Bucks games this year will be available on broadcast television through a partnership, allowing fans to watch five games over the air. The deal starts with the December 4th game against the Atlanta Hawks. Bucks president Peter Fagan says it's important to make games widely available. Check your local listings for more details.
If the holiday season or even the weather has you feeling sad, there's something you can do and a number you can call. Here's Terry Barr.
If happy and holidays isn't quite ringing true for you, you're not alone. A recent survey shows close to 40% of people feel extra stressed during this time of year. The best thing health experts say you can do? Check in with others and talk about how you're feeling. Here's Dr. Kristen Lierley.
I see it all the time, and I think that there is a rule of thumb that we can apply across the board, which is ask someone how they're doing and then listen. You know, we try to solve their problems. No, it's not your job to solve their problems. It's your job to be their ear.
And Wisconsin has a confidential crisis number you could call or text. It's 988. It offers extra support every day, including the holidays. More than 130,000 people in our state have used the 988 number since it started in 2022. I'm Terry Barr.
If you're heading out to the deer stand this holiday weekend, prioritize safety. Brittany Merlot has more.
Tree stand accidents are a leading cause of hunting-related injuries. Here's Jennifer Doring, a physician assistant at Aspyrus Emergency Department in Wausau.
Nationally, there are 6,800 deer stand accidents a year. Some of the common things that we can see are traumatic brain injuries. We can see spinal fracture, which unfortunately some do lead to paralysis, internal bleeding, organ damage. We see a lot of long bone fractures and unfortunately some lacerations. And in more severe cases, we do see an occasional death from a deer stand accident.
With 300 to 500 fatalities each year in the U.S., it's important to choose the right tree.
A smaller tree, sometimes that can be more dangerous because they cannot support your weight, and that can result in a fall if you don't have the right tree.
Be sure to check your deer stand ahead of time and make sure that the surrounding area is not falling apart.
I always encourage people to keep a cell phone that is fully powered up and keep it on your person. Sometimes our accidents happen when you are alone.
Always wear blaze orange and make sure that other hunters can see you. Additional hunter safety information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's website.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers won in prime time, 30-17 over the Miami Dolphins. Green Bay jumped out to a 24-3 lead. I asked wide receiver Christian Watson how much the running game with running back Josh Jacobs helped the offense.
Oh, it does a lot. I mean, it's huge. It's a big part of our offense, being able to open things up with the run game. And I mean, we got dudes back there, you know, especially number eight that can make a play at any time. So I mean, it's all 11 when it comes down to running. You know, making sure we're blocking on the outside because you know Josh is bound to break one at any time. And then you know, obviously that helps us, you know, in other scenarios where, you know, they think runs come in, they load the box, and we're able to get it out to the perimeter.
The Packers improved to 9-3 and faced the Lions next week. The Dolphins fall to 5-7. Are their playoff hopes over? Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
You know, I wouldn't say the dream's dead for our team just yet. Anything can happen in this league. You know, we're going to watch the film. We're going to look over things that we need to get better at. We're going to come back next week, and we're just going to keep chopping wood. Keep chopping wood. And find a way to win the next game and keep stacking those again.
College football, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota today. The Badgers need a win to keep their streak of bowl game invitations of 22 years in a row still alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Flurries this morning, mostly cloudy and breezy all day today. Our high 26 with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight down to 15, tomorrow sunshine 25, on Sunday partly cloudy with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.